For a committee that met once, sometimes twice a week for 2 hours, the document the Marijuana Advisory Committee presented to the Assembly was surprisingly slim, just a page, front and back. But Chair Levi Albertson explained that's because the state took care of the major questions.
There's answers to almost all the questions you could have somewhere in the state regulations.
So in addressing local control, the committee decided to focus on a handful of issues, namely taxation, consumption, and zoning. In their report, the group recommends a 2% point-of-sale excise tax on all retail sales of marijuana. Albertson described the number as a placeholder in light of the state's $50 per ounce excise tax and anticipation that the IRS will levy taxes too, wanting a piece of the cannabis pie.
This is still illegal at the federal level, and in all of their wisdom, the federal government has said that there's a form that you can fill out if you get money from an illegal activity to file your taxes. And it's at a huge percentage, somewhere in the neighborhood between 80 and 100%, and does not allow deductions.
And when it comes to consumption, the committee recommends that buyers be allowed to use pot in licensed indoor marijuana establishments. Alaska is the first state to legalize a policy of this kind, and Albertson said the committee considered it a boon for the cruise ship industry. But what about zoning? For setting up shop in Sitka, the committee considered making certain areas, such as the Central Business District and the Gary Paxton Industrial Park, permitted use. But after consulting the Planning Commission, they reached what Albertson described as a compromise, requiring business owners to go through the conditional use permitting process. Speaking during Persons to be Heard, prospective business owner Aaron Bean said such a measure may not be necessary given existing statutes within Sitka General Code.
There is some already permitted uses for horticulture and retail for manufactured products that I believe that are on the books now that wouldn't warrant using the conditional use process. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the conditional use would be something that wouldn't otherwise be permitted. And in this case, I mean, it's a plant like any plant at the end of the day.
Margie Esquiro, who has been attending the meetings regularly since November, told the Assembly that she endorsed the requirement for a conditional use permit. She brought up the example of a tutoring facility.
If they need a conditional use permit to, you know, to have tutoring for students, then a marijuana establishment needs a conditional use permit also.
Esquiro did, however, denounce the suggested excise tax. She commented that a 2% excise tax would only rake in $20,000.
I just think if taxation was an issue that got people out to vote in favor of this industry, then we need a little more than 2%.
2% just makes absolutely mockery of the whole taxation system, as far as I'm concerned.
That's citizen Pete Esquiro. With the committee past its sunset date, the Assembly will have to appoint a permanent local regulatory authority for Sitka. In his comments, Albertson recommended the LRA be a reincarnation of the Marijuana Advisory Committee. But Esquiro felt that the job was best suited for the Assembly or the Planning Commission, as is done in other communities. It's worth mentioning, though, the whole industry hinges on one big hurdle: product testing. The State Marijuana Control Board wanted to loosen testing requirements in rural areas that are far from laboratories, but the Department of Law overturned that allowance in January, requiring all marijuana to be tested for bacteria and THC content. With Sitka on an island and transportation by plane or boat still very illegal, Albertson said solving the testing riddle will make or break the industry here.
We've spoken with members of the industry that feel that there are some workarounds to that, some smaller personal test kits that can be purchased, most specifically for personal consumption. It'd be home use if you wanted to test your own, but that we might be able to get the results that the state is looking for out of kits like that or some other alternative means.
Rather than, say, building a marijuana testing lab in Sitka, the committee's solution would require permission from the state. So until then, the fate of Sitka's pot industry remains very much up in the air. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.